Welcome to the Stefan Sandbox. This is Beyond Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, and later in the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar will join us. It's been a lot of tweeting back and forth, Jennifer. A lot of, I'm not sure whether it's just tweeting or whether there's some Facebook action as well. Apparently, Jay picked up on something that we were doing, and then it went back and forth and around and around. It's been around the universe.
It's been around the block, yes. Yeah.
All right, so what else is going on Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook and Twitter. Well, Doug, we're actually doing a couple of different things right now. It's Mick Jagger's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So we're asking, what is your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Mm-hmm.
And so far we have Noni saying, there's so many, I can't just pick one. She likes Beast of Burden, Mother's Little Helper, Get Off My Cloud, and on and on, she said.
You! Get off my cloud.
Yeah. Hey. Alex Taylor said, Start Me Up and Honky Tonk Woman.
Really?
Richard said, Get Off My Cloud and some blues that they had done also. Melissa said, Sympathy for the Devil. Let's see. Robert said, Swanee. And Ken said, Gimme Shelter or Shattered. Tough choice. We also have a picture of the Massachusetts Commissioner of Agriculture, Greg Watson, visiting your farm yesterday. He's out there with the cows.
Yeah.
You can check that out. And we are also saying, if you could pick your dream duo to enter the election, who would it be? So far, we have David Palmer and Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
We have Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin, because they're more real than any of the current candidates. We have Bozo. He said, oh, wait, we wouldn't know which was which. Bunch of fun up there. So check it out.
Bozo Facebook.com. And Clarabelle or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, right. / Good Day Show.
Yeah. All right. All those things happening there. Roberta Fasanelli is back from her extended trip. So now we're going to have her lead off in story time. Beyond Good Day is all about stories. As I said, Jay Kumar is going to be here to sort of fill us in on his story of the week. Before that, though, Roberta said she got a good'un for us.
Oh, I got a good story. For everybody fed up with the high cost of cell phone bills, my Sprint bill is over $200 a month. Yes, I have three phones on it, but still, it's just, and you look at all the taxes and everything. Well, here's a story about cell phone service in a particular country. I'm not going to tell you what country it is until I describe the service for you. Most services are about $20 a month for a very nice cell phone, smartphone with a good calling plan. You don't have to have a multi-year contract. There's no tiny print anywhere that fills you in with stuff. Most calls in the country cost less than 3 cents a minute. Most international calls just cost about 4 cents a minute. And the beauty of it is that most people, about 60% of the people in this country, use their cell phone to pay bills, to go to the store. They shop around with this cell phone. They move their money around just as though it was in a bank. They can deposit their paychecks into the cell phone and then use the cell phone to go shopping. I want you to guess which country this is.
Italy.
Which country is this? Nope. Keep going.
Zimbabwe.
Nope. Keep going.
Am I close?
Keep going. Angola.
Keep going.
The United States of America.
Not a chance.
Right.
In fact, this country has more advanced technology. They get a lot of the technology before we do.
China?
In this country. Nope.
Was it a third world country?
Yes,
one we'd never...
It's a third world country and one that you would never imagine has this degree of technology and this degree, especially with the 60% using cell phones to pay bills and go shopping. When
Botswana.
You consider that 90% of the people in this country have never had a bank account.
Really?
Really?
Okay. Botswana.
You ready? The country?
Yeah.
Kenya.
Kenya.
Wow.
Kenya.
I can, Kenya.
I was stunned when I saw this story, that how far advanced they are and how cheap cell phones are there, mostly because of the government saying, okay, that's it with all these fees, that's it with, you know, the cell phone carriers doing what they want and charging this and charging that. I mean, cell phones, really, the cost of running a cell phone is nothing. Everything is internet-based now. It's
so pennies. How is that possible?
What do you mean, how is it?
How can that be possible?
How do they do that in Kenya?
Yeah.
Basically, the government said no more fees. That's it. We're done with the fees. They started intense competition between the cell phone companies. the termination rates. In other words, rates that the cell phone charge to call from one cell phone to another. Those were done away with completely. The biggest rip-off around. So they did away with termination rates, and now the country is just like everybody has a cell phone. It's an amazing, amazing story.
And they have no landlines either, probably.
No, very few landlines.
How much trouble do they have putting up cell towers?
Probably none at all.
Yeah, no government involved.
There's no, not in my backyard.
Do you think they make them look like trees in Kenya?
Yeah. They look like toilet brushes. Yeah, if you really look at them, either mascara wands or toilet brushes. They're hysterical.
We are so crazy in this country.
Man, you know, I have a friend, a dear friend, who bought a bunch of property in Kenya, and he has, like, it's like a trucking or an export kind of business going on there.
Yeah.
He has so much land there, and he loves it. He rarely comes back to his house.
Really?
He has a house, actually, in Georgia.
Yeah.
I think he only has one in the States now, but he rarely comes back. He is so happy.
Is he from
in Kenya.
There? I mean, is
no,
he
no. Actually, he grew up in Cambridge. He went to high school with
oh,
me.
Oh, my goodness. Is he African-American?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So he would fit better.
He loves it there.
He feels very much at home there because obviously you're not a minority.
It's so beautiful. The people are so wonderful to be around. He prefers it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that Mel Gibson movie?
He's done quite well.
He brought in used a plane to ferry things around parts of Africa. I forget the name of the movie. It's actually a fairly good movie.
Hmm. Mel Gibson?
Yep. Mel Gibson started. I think it's called Air America. Seriously.
Hmm. Seriously.
I think if you look up the movie.
I remember the name of that movie.
Air
yeah.
America, right. People think, when they hear Air America, the old radio network. But I think was called Air America. All right. That's a good story, Roberta. Thank you. Gives us all food for thought, which is what the stories here in Beyond Good Day are all about. Jennifer, up next with hers, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm.
Here he is!
Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
A nice day for a white wedding. You may or may not have become familiar with the new fast way to get married in Las Vegas, the wedding wagon.
Yeah, I want to do this.
Mobile service. You want to get married in the wedding wagon?
I've always
wagon
wanted to get
tradition?
Married in Vegas. I want to do the Elvis drive-thru.
Yeah. Well, Jen, I thought we were.
We are. We have a plan.
Perfect.
Great.
All right, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you where you got married. A, at our church. B, City Hall. C, Las Vegas. D, which time? E, I'm not married. All right, so check out the poll. Speaking of DougSteffen.com, speaking of being married, Jennifer's going down that street with us.
Well, I'm not going down that street, but there is a story today of a woman in Seattle who decided that she was going to exchange vows with not just any man, an abandoned warehouse building.
Not. Wait,
she
was
marrying
a building?
She married a building, and this building is said to be demolished to make way for a new apartment building. She's against gentrification. She says it's a serious issue. It affects poor people, and especially people of color, and this is just the beginning of the fight. So to do this, she got gay married, because apparently the building's a woman, who knows, to this building. She had a full ceremony. They played music. They played the Sea of Love. She exchanged vows. She even made her own verses. She said, "Do you remember when we met? I cleaned your rooms and washed your floors, built community, opened some doors. You changed my life. I'll never forget the day we met. I'll cherish your community spirit until the day I die."
No.
Now, what determines if a building's gender is? Like,
I don't know.
No,
but it's
tower
funny that she
on
said
the
she
top.
She got gay married to this.
Like, wrong, right? I'm trying to follow this.
You have to look. If there's a
no
basement.
Antennas, I mean, yeah.
There's a basement, no, it's a boy. So, yeah, so this got me thinking. I don't think this lady is too far off. You know, real marriage ends in divorce over half the time. If we all started marrying our favorite inanimate objects, I think the world would be a happier place.
The ones that can't talk.
Right. They don't talk.
Yep.
They don't talk back. You're always going to love them. So I decided that I'm going to marry my sparkly 4-inch high heel shoes because they are my favorite inanimate object on the
planet. Why particularly the heels?
Because these shoes are awesome. They're, first of all, they're covered in glitter in all different shades of, like, pink glitter.
Ooh.
And they're my most expensive shoes, and they're also the ones that make me like 6'4". So I really enjoy them.
Are they like the platform pumps?
Yeah, they're platform on the bottom, but real spike heels. They're not like platform all the way. They're heels.
I mean, you understand the first suggestion isn't going to have anything to do with the shoes.
What?
Well, I mean, you're sounding very innocent about this.
Huh?
Yeah.
I want to marry my shoe. Is that a problem?
You have
and
a problem
I'm pretty
with
sure
it?
It's a gay marriage because I don't think high heels can be men. So I'm pretty sure I'm having a gay marriage too.
No,
so my question to you guys is if you could marry an inanimate object, because I think this is a trend. I think this is way better than regular marriage. What would you marry?
Oh my gosh.
What thing would you marry? And I know what Roberta's is, and you have to be PG, Roberta.
Well, yeah, I was thinking. I don't know how I would. The personal massager I use on my back.
On your back, exactly. Yes, exactly. Heather, what inanimate object would you marry?
I think I'm going to try and do a real one first.
Her personal massager that she uses on her back.
On my feet, yes. Yes, I love that foot massager. It's great.
Your foot massager. Dougie, what would you marry? Because this is perfect for you. You don't want to marry a woman.
I don't want to be married at all.
But don't you want to marry something that would always just be there for you? Like, I can imagine you'd like to marry maybe the house that you live in.
Marrying the house I live in. I got
or maybe
it.
The dairy store?
I want to marry a match.
A match? A match stick?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were into skinny women.
I'm not. But I would use the match to burn my mortgages.
Oh, that's good. That's
right?
Good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with, I'm looking for, if I'm doing nuptials, there's got to be a pulse involved.
I would marry a tractor.
Yeah, see? There you go. This is the way to go.
Right.
Now, I will tell you, just to get back to this woman and her story, she is in trouble with all the pro-gay marriage groups because she called her union a gay marriage. They're all saying that she's making this look like a joke and that real gay marriage is based on love between two people, and to call it a gay union is irresponsible. So they're taking all the fun out of it.
Oh, joy.
Get a life.
Come on.
I'd say hi to the folks listening in Bend, Oregon.
What would you marry, Bend?
Bend, Oregon. Missoula, Montana. Hello to the folks listening in Rochester. How about we say hi to them?
Hey.
21 after the hour, Heather's got a story for us next year on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take a deep breath before we get to Jay Kumar.
I'm prepping us.
You're prepping for JR. 24 after the hour on Good Day. Beyond Good Day, Roberta and Jennifer and Heather are bringing us into the mood.
Yes, yeah, setting the tone for Jay Kumar.
The mood.
It's very nice. I have, all right, so I haven't been.
And by the way, folks, the Olympics open tomorrow.
Dun, 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 dun. Huh. Charity of Fire. I have, health and wellness has always been something that's really important to me. I have been the biggest slacker lately, admitting it. And I am trying to get myself back in tune with it and kind of get myself back on the right track. Need to drop a few pounds, tone up, whatever, and then just overall health and wellness. Well, Tai Chi is something I've always had this great interest in. I just think, you know, if you've ever seen it, it looks so beautiful because it's so fluid, it flows, and especially seeing like a group of people do it. So I actually came across an instructor, Doug, that is going to come and offer it at the farm, is going to do Tai Chi instruction. So I started looking more into Tai Chi and the benefits of it, because you think of like the relaxation and, you know, good posture and just that whole meditative thing.
Tai Chi helps your love life, too.
Does it?
Well, that's what I heard.
I'm definitely looking for the benefits of that, then. That is the added one I haven't been reading up on. But actually, your digestive system. It is very good for as far as your health. It gently strengthens and tones your muscles instead of it being an abrupt thing. Think of water and fluid, but it's also great with pregnant women can do it, elderly, children. So it's a form of exercise and kind of meditative movement that everyone can participate in. And there are so many amazing benefits. And the other part that I learned about this that I had no idea, it's a martial art. Like it was originally a way of defense, which I had no idea. I thought it was strictly just like meditation, but it actually started out because it was a way of trying to get in tune with knowing what's around you so that you can be prepared for movement to kind of halt an attack before the attack happens. I had no idea that those were the origins of it. Well, if you think of like the ninjas and they're amazing, like they're tuned into their senses, right? So they're going to be more prevalent of hearing the sounds and stuff. And so before somebody like is jumping up on you and attacking, whatever, they are able to be more in tune with it and grounded and move them kind of to avert the attack. But I had no idea of the connection between self-defense and Tai Chi.
Doesn't Richie do Tai Chi? What does Richie do?
No, he does Taekwondo, I believe.
Oh. What's the difference between one, if you tie
Taekwondo
one, you
tie? Taekwondo is a little more physical.
It is. It's a
defense. More mental.
Is more mind, body, spirit. Kind of meditative movement, if you think of it that
and
way.
And the origins, obviously, are Chinese.
Well, actually, it was Tibetan monks originally.
Okay.
And China really kind of made it, you know, gave it its name, made it a big thing. But the idea is there's energy flowing within us constantly.
Yep.
There's energy flowing within the earth. Becoming one and centering yourself and your center energy part is right, like if you think of your belly button right in your midsection there.
Mm-hmm.
That is where your energy source is coming from. So you're actually trying to, yes, it's going through the chakras, and I think it's Qidong is what it's referred to.
I had a couple of them out front in the pasture.
Yeah, we cleaned them up. and what you're trying to do is there's a whole process of getting yourself in line with the earth and bringing it up.
Adjust yourself.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Being in line.
I am so excited.
All right, so we could have those... The experience is perhaps somehow or other chronicled on our Facebook page or
pictures on pictures
some
and
video
everything.
Of it. Yeah, that's cool. All right, Heather there with another story. Beyond Good Day Time is 28 past the hour.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Warren. Joining me is Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasinelli. Doug Steffens out roaming the farm somewhere. And Dr. Jay Kumar is with us. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jen. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there. I actually thought about you last night because I went to a concert in L.A. at the Greek Theater, which is an outdoor venue.
Yeah.
And I saw a shooting star.
Oh.
And half the place, I mean, everybody just stopped, you know, in the midst of roaming around, and half the people probably had way too many beers and everything. But really, half the place kind of looked up, and you could just hear everybody go and gasp. It was, like, very visible
for
everybody.
One of those moments. Oh.
And so it made me think about universal signs, like, in the midst of everything with shootings and, you know, all the drama that we're seeing on the news, something like that that's from nature can really kind of bring you back to being just kind of grateful and kind of being in your body for a second. Do you find that that happens often? Like, what do you think about signs from the universe, or do you think I'm just crazy?
Well, you know, I'm trained as, you know, from a scientific background, but I also have a very deep spiritual practice, as you all know very well. And I strongly believe that there are aspects and secrets of the universe and aspects of divine beauty and wonder that go beyond the rational scientific mind. And, you know, I think really what it boils down to, Jennifer, you kind of touched on this just when you said that, we kind of are so caught up in our daily routine about our job, our finances, the kids, whatever, X, Y, Z, we forget that we're part of something larger. We forget as human beings that we're part of this beautiful place called the universe, and that we're an integral part of what happens. And we have a very powerful role to play and truly affect everything that's around us. And, you mentioned also about, you know, the shootings. I was so saddened to hear about the shootings last, Friday in Colorado. Mm-hmm. It sometimes takes, and fortunately it does this, sometimes can take a tragedy to really allow us to experience, remember our humanity. And mm-hmm. what really matters and counts in life.
And the fragility of it.
The fragility mm-hmm. of it, exactly. You know, we're so bogged down into our daily routine that we forget that there's this amazing thing happening all around us called life. Mm-hmm. And so what I always tell my clients, and I'll tell all of you as well, do something every day in your life as if it was your last day. Whatever that may be, it can be something simple as like saying, I love you to, you know, your kid. whom you've never said that to before or haven't in a long time. It could be doing something for your wife or your husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend that you know that they love so dearly. It could be something for yourself that you know that you enjoy so preciously. And so when you live life in that moment where knowing that it's so precious and everything is just so, impermanent, that's what really makes life full of value. That's what really makes life have true meaning. And so let me ask you this, maybe if Heather and Jen or Roberta and all of you probably out there listening as well, what's one thing you can do for yourself today that if this were your last day in your body, what's one thing you could do today that makes you feel so alive and joyous?
Oh, I think I know what mine and Heather's is.
What, I don't get to play your game?
Maybe Jen, too.
I actually, something that I've been doing a lot of, flowers make me so happy. I love flowers, and I especially love wildflowers. And so I've been trying to get out. I've been trying to get more active and be outside in nature. There's so much. I'm so lucky to have these beautiful, beautiful bits of nature around me, just acres and acres. And so I've been trying to get out every day and go for walks. And so I've been picking flowers and bringing them back. So I always buy flowers for my house, but I've been picking them.
It's expensive, though.
And bringing them back. And I will admit that I may not have always been picking them from places I'm supposed to, but they are wildflowers, so I kind of feel like it's a free-for-all. So that's something I've been consciously trying to do and include every day, because it's something I know makes me happy, and I know if I'm working on making me happy, it's going to make my kids and everybody else around me happy.
Yes, and that's a great thing, and I will hear the rest of all of you what you have to say as well, but one thing I want to say is that nature is such a powerful de-stressor. They've actually done numerous studies on the brain showing that the most efficient and the most powerful way the brain goes into a natural state of healing is to be in nature. It's so powerful.
I love it, and I'll find like all the little crickets and grasshoppers and little frogs, and you know, and if you just take that moment and pause
and talk about a way to really feel and embody that sense of your humanity and feeling that connection to something beautiful as nature.
Even just getting the sun on you, I think, is really relaxing. Just feeling a little like that warm feeling you get from being in the sun for a few minutes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much, that we can do in our daily lives that can just cultivate that sense of feeling, joyous and just awake. And so I want to hear everyone else's.
Okay, so mine would be, I so love connecting with my friends and family. So if this were the last day that I had in my body, I would probably spend the time connecting with the people that I love.
Mm. Aww.
Yeah, what more important way to celebrate our beautiful life than to be in the presence of those that we care about deeply and those who care about us.
I think that would be everybody's first choice. But we're talking about, let's say there was nobody else and you only had to concentrate on yourself. Is that what you're asking, Jay?
It could be anything. So that could be a good example. Let's say, for example, you're alone, you're single, and you don't have anyone else maybe around you. What's one thing you can do for yourself that, I'm not trying to be morbid here for everyone. I'm just trying to say, what if this were your last day? What would you do? What is something you could do realistically today that would make you feel so complete and so content?
I'd go scuba diving.
Awesome. Hmm.
I would go to the ocean and get a massage.
Yep.
Am I allowed to get a massage?
Oh, yeah.
The body, if it's going to go, it better go out feeling good.
Well, that's what scuba diving does. To me, it's like the ultimate escape, the ultimate relaxation. And I just love the sensation of being in the water, being immersed in warm water, and then being immersed in the water and being weightless in the water, and then being in a environment where everything is very quiet, and the best way to see and to observe is to be still. It's almost like meditation scuba diving.
It is.
You go down and you just watch the micro life that goes on. It's incredible.
Yeah. I think the one thing that I'm sure it's asking all of you lovely ladies to share your one thing. I think mine, I love just being not only with friends and being in nature, but something which really makes me feel so content and so happy is just enjoying a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think for me, I'm kind of going to be indulgent over here. I would say, you know,
Can we have wine, Jay?
What would that be, Jay?
And a good glass of wine.
If your last meal,
really good
what
glass
would it
of
be?
Wine, some champagne, yeah, but enjoy the meal with a really special person, whether it's a friend or a family member, you know, someone I care about deeply, because those are the things that you're going to value in life. You know, one of the things that they've shown in studies, people who are on their deathbed, mm-hmm. you know, when they ask them, what are the few things what's the greatest regret that you have? And they talk about the five top regrets people mm-hmm. have on their deathbed. People don't ever say, oh my God, I wish I had like worked harder so I got that extra $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Or I wish I'd gotten, you know, the bigger house to support my wife and kids. No, they say, I wish I had taken more time to appreciate the people I love in my life.
That's right.
I wish I had taken the opportunity to tell my kids or my dad that I love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I had the opportunity not to live my life in fear, worrying about what other people thought about me.
Yep.
Those are the things.
And I think saying it, too, making sure, reminding yourself, because, you know, it's like, oh, they know, my kids know that I love them and whatever, and you can't take that for granted. Words can mean so much. I actually had just sent a little message to a friend last night saying, thank you, simply just stating, thank you for being. That's it. Just mm-hmm. being That's it. And allowing your being to be a part of my life.
Right. Precisely. You know, being grateful is, and being just embodying a sense of gratitude mm-hmm. about everything in your life is one of the key components to a healthy and to a life of health and happiness. And I'm not just saying this from like a spiritual perspective. I'm actually going to talk about the neuroscience about this really quickly as well. When we talk about the human brain, we talk about this being, the human brain is actually divided into three layers. And the most recent layer of the brain, actually called the neocortex, that's the part of the brain that's thinking and rational. But there are deeper parts of the brain which are the emotional centers. And when you have that sense of, when you feel that sense of compassion or grace or feeling that sense of that you're loved or loving someone else, the part of the brain that actually fires is the deeper part of the brain, which is the part that is responsible also for deeper immune function, mm-hmm. is responsible for our state of well-being. And so there's a strong correlation. You know, as you said this, when you say I love you to someone, or when you feel that sense of love, you're not just verbally saying it. A part of your brain is actually registering and firing that deeply connects to that place of feeling centered and grounded. So
are there some things that we can do, Jay? Can you, when we come back, can you tell us if there are some things that we can do to kind of ground us, center us, and make us open to gratitude? Because I think we all get really caught up in the day-to-day stuff and all the junk we see on the news. So let's take a quick break here, and then maybe you can help us get ready to center ourselves and open ourselves to gratitude.
I would love that.
Perfect. Dr. Jay Kumar on Good Day.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Heather Bachman here, Roberta Fasinelli, and we're being joined by Dr. Jay Kumar. And before we took that quick rest there, Jay, we were talking about opening yourself up, centering yourself, and allowing you to actually accept that feeling of gratitude in your life. So how can we get there? How can we silence everything going on around us?
Well, you know, there's so many things that can do that, but the one I think which for me is the most powerful is just closing your eyes and just taking a few deep breaths into your lower belly. Mm-hmm. What this does into your neurobiology, it automatically puts your brain into a relaxed state. And when you're in that relaxed state, you then can make an affirmation or sense of feeling. For me, the most powerful thing to do is actually make a verbal affirmation. And for me, that verbal affirmation for gratitude sounds like this. I'm grateful for all that I have in my life. I am truly blessed for all the abundance in my life, for I know that I am supported in every way in deep fullness and richness of the universe. Mm. And that for me, and that of course you can modify that any way that you feel is best for you. Mm-hmm. But just by verbalizing it, there's a strong connection that really has been shown in neuroscience to say that our words actually have a very powerful effect on our brain. We can actually see that if we put your brain into a machine. But the most important thing is to understand that you have the power to cultivate a sense of gratitude within yourself. In the same way that suffering, we call, you know, in my field in neurocognitive science, we call that the fact that suffering is self-created. We also say that happiness and gratitude are also self-created.
Mm-hmm. So Jay, would you be able to, you've done this before and I love it, would you be able to just take us through a very quick, just guided meditation?
I would love to do that. I have no problems doing that at all. Okay. So wherever you are, you know, if you're driving, please keep your eyes open.
Pull over.
Exactly. This is really cool. What we're going to do is really cool. This is just a 30-second exercise. So if you can, I'd like for you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And again, take this moment and just find and feel where you are in your body. Notice how you're breathing. Notice how you're feeling. Notice how you are present. How present are you right now? And without any judgment about where you are at, take a few deep inhalations and exhalations, but do so through your lower belly, not through your chest. Allow your lower belly to expand on each inhale as you allow your lower belly to relax on the exhale.
And are we breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth?
Or? Right. So you can actually do this both inhaling and exhaling through your nose. You can keep the mouth closed, actually. So inhale through the nose, taking a nice deep inhalation as if your lower belly were a balloon expanding. And very gently begin to relax the lower belly as you exhale out through the nose. The slower and the more deeper you can do this breathing, the more calm and centered your brain, your mind, and body become. And as you continue to do this, you can make an internal affirmation to yourself that says, I am grateful and I live this day in true gratitude for all the abundance I have in my life.
Can we say that together? Can you talk us through it?
We do that together. And so all of us can do this out loud. And if you're out there, please join us. And so let's say all this together. I'm grateful for all that I have in my life.
I'm grateful for all that I have in my life.
I express deep gratitude for all the abundance in my life.
I express deep gratitude for all the abundance in my life.
I live this day in true abundance and prosperity, knowing that I am. So I live this day in true abundance and prosperity.
All right. Dr. J, I hate to interrupt this, but we have to go.
Okay.
Check out our connection to Dr. J at DougSteffens.com.
Okay.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Democrats and Republicans singing a familiar tune and voting in a familiar way. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The congressional approval rate. A few weeks ago, a Gallup poll had the number in the teens, 17% to be exact. That's the percentage of Americans who feel Congress is doing a good job, if in fact you feel they're actually doing anything. Well, some votes were taken on Capitol Hill yesterday, two of them in the Senate, so that's something. But the outcome was predictable. The issue, tax cuts, specifically extending those Bush-era tax cuts. You had a Senate Republican bill which extended all of the tax cuts. That measure failed on a vote of 45 in favor, 54 against. The Democrats control the Senate, so you could see that one coming. Later in the day, we had the Democratic version of the measure, which would extend the cuts for the middle class, but allow tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans to expire. Here's Democratic Senator Al Franken of Minnesota speaking in favor of that bill.
Middle class families need every bit of help that they can get. At the same time, we need to make sure that the richest 2% of Americans are paying their fair share so we can pay down the deficit.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, not in favor of this bill, saying it would hurt small business job creators.
If we allow this tax relief to expire as scheduled, almost every federal income taxpayer in America will see an increase in their rates.
As we mentioned, the Democrats control the Senate, so it was time to vote on this bill sponsored by the Democrats. How do you think this vote went?
The vote on this amendment is 51 yeas, 48 nays. The bill is passed.
You could see that one coming as well. President Obama did praise the Senate for passing this bill, but this Democratic measure will run into a stone wall in the House of Representatives because the majority party in the House is, yes, the Republicans, you're catching on. With compromise nowhere in sight, here's the bottom line. Those two votes taken in the Senate yesterday, much ado about squat. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow was up 59 points to 12,676. S&P fell a fraction of a point. NASDAQ down 9. Oil prices up 47 cents a barrel to $88.97. The 2012 Olympic Games in London are underway, sort of. Even before the opening ceremony, which is set for tomorrow, the U.S. women's soccer team is off and running. Team USA opened up preliminary round play yesterday with a 4-2 win over France in a Group G match. The U.S. overcame an early deficit of 2-0. At the Olympics, yes, you use the word nil. The Americans, by the way, are the two-time defending Olympic champions in women's soccer. And finally, a somewhat unusual story from Groton, Connecticut. This is the theme to the 1960s TV series Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and the reason you're hearing it is because the Navy has a submarine base in Groton, and at this base in Groton, Connecticut, the Navy has activated a new radio system that is used to coordinate with local emergency agencies. Just one little problem no one anticipated. The Navy's radio system is apparently using the same frequencies that certain remote control devices use. Remote controls that do this. Remotes for garage door openers. And the new radio system signal is blocking many garage door openers from working. Some folks who live near the base say their remotes barely work even if they're standing right in front of their garage. The military says it isn't interested in changing frequencies. At least one garage door company says it isn't responsible either. By the way, this is the sound of my own garage door, which has the opposite problem. My door opens and closes at will, at any time, day or night, without even hitting the remote control. You know, we could solve all of this just by opening our own garage doors by hand. But that is so 20th century. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Here's an email. I got to wondering if maybe you aren't suffering from a serious case of breast envy. Do you suppose there is some correlation between this breast envy and why you love cows so much?
That's utterly ridiculous.
Oh, good, Richie. Very good.
You know what happened if men had breasts?
We wouldn't need women anymore.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.